On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
soul, in weakness raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home,
glory, glory,
with the redeemed
of God.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of my
likeness,
Savior, ready to live,
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life,
eternal,
free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new
life.
Glorified with him forever, death will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, yes.
I'll have a new home,
glory, glory,
with the redeemed,
never
sad.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of my
his likeness,
ready to live,
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life,
eternal.
What a hallelujah morning, when the last trump of God shall sound. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life,
eternal
grace. All bursting saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life,
oh yes.
I'll have a new home,
glory, glory, glory,
with reading no doctor's
stand.
No more pain,
there'll be no more strife,
no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of
his likeness,
ready to live,
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life,
eternal.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. I am your host, Bruce Kessler. I'm privileged, you see, to be a part of the greatest movement ever, a follower of Jesus Christ. In him I have peace, joy, and happiness. I am blessed beyond measure, more than I deserve. Welcome, friend, to the Passion for Christ show. So glad you are listening to this broadcast. My goal here is very simple. That is to encourage you along the way, to help you find your passion in life in Jesus Christ. Upcoming in our study segment, we're going to be talking about the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. But first, headline news. Get this. Only days after adopting her son, a Colorado single mother was asked to take in a second child, and what she learned next can only be described as a miracle. You see, Katie Page, a divorcee from Parker, Colorado, always knew she wanted to be a mother, but after her marriage ended, that dream became increasingly out of sight. But knowing that she wanted to realize her dream, she became a foster mom to four children, and later she decided to adopt Grayson. The minute I saw him in the hospital, I fell in love. He's so calm and beautiful and sweet. He has the biggest challenges of all the kids. She finalized Grayson's adoption in May of 2017. A month later, she received a phone call asking her if she would foster a newborn baby girl who, like Grayson, had been abandoned by her biological mother. In the interview, she said that something just kept telling me that I'm supposed to say yes. Paige welcomed the newborn baby, Hannah, into her home in December 2018. And hours later, she realized that Grayson's mother's unique first name was the same as the mother's first name on Hannah's hospital bracelets. So she reached out to her social worker to see if there was any connection between the children. And a week later, get this, folks, the social worker confirmed that Grayson and Hannah were, in fact, biological siblings. How about that, folks? Amazing. Mom finds out her adopted son and foster daughter are biological siblings, and now they can be raised together in a home. Amen, folks. What a beautiful, beautiful concluding story there. Wow, folks, just wow. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Now get this, though. A man who formerly lived as a transgender woman and who had sex reassignment surgery is speaking up about how he regrets the changes that he made. You see, other people like him exist, he says, but their voices are not given a platform. Had I not been misled by media stories of sex change success and by medical practitioners who said transitioning was the answer to my problems, I wouldn't have suffered as I have, said Walt Heyer. Genetics can't be changed. Feelings, however, can and do change. Underlying issues often drive the desire to escape one's life into another, and they need to be addressed before taking the radical step of transition. He started taking female hormones at age 42 and had the reconfiguration surgery not soon after. He changed his birth certificate and became known as Laura. Inside, though, he wasn't happy. A gender specialist told me to give it more time, but after 8 years, that seemed like an awful long time and nothing made sense. Why hadn't the recommended hormones and surgery worked? Why was I still distressed about my gender identity? Why haven't I become happy as Laura? Why did I have strong desires to be Walt again? Folks, this is just complete madness. By age 55, his desires to be a woman were gone. You will hear the media say, regret is rare, but they are not reading my inbox, which is full of messages from transgender individuals who want the life and body back that was taken from them by cross-sex hormone surgery and living under a new identity. After detransitioning, I know the truth. Hormones and surgery may alter appearances, but nothing changes the immutable fact of your sex. Folks, man regrets transgender surgery and life as woman and says media misled him. Folks, there's a lot of things, a lot of lies being told. And we need to pray and get down on our knees and turn to the truth of who we are in the sight of God. Get this, folks. A grocery store sparked controversy after sending out a weekly sales flyer that appeared to make a pro-border wall political statement. Max Fresh Market, which has locations in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi, was under fire this week after they sent out a weekly advertisement adorned with a quote of the week that read, get this, folks, heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders. Let that sink in. Man, you think people are going to react to that? The store's owner, Reggie McDaniel, said some people called him racist, and one person even sent him a death threat. One person criticized the store on Facebook, writing, "How about we build a wall around your store to protect people from your racism and fake religion? You are what's wrong with Louisiana." Another person wrote, "Hell's open to whomever wrote this ad." Another person called the ad a bigot. Oh, I tell you what, folks. According to McDaniel, he said the statement was not intended to be political, but get people thinking about their salvation. Oh, folks, get that. Get that, folks. Heaven has a wall. Christian grocery store ad sparks social media backlash. Heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders. Let that sink in. And that's our headline news for this broadcast. And now we have Name That Bible Character segment. Here is your clue. I am the number of years that King Ahab reigned over Israel. What number am I? Here is the clue one more time. I am the number of years that King Ahab reigned over Israel. What number am I? We will reveal the answer. We will reveal the answer following our study segment, folks. So stay tuned for that exciting reveal in our final segment of Name That Bible Character. And now, folks, we have our study for this broadcast entitled The Lord is My Shepherd. So let's all turn with me to Psalms chapter 23. That's right, folks. The great Psalm, Psalms chapter 23. Take a sip of your cup of coffee or whatever hot drink you got this morning, and let's begin our study in Psalms chapter 23. I just had my little sip on my cup of coffee for this morning, so we can begin to discuss a little bit about this wonderful and beautiful reminder of who our God is. Let's first read this wonderful Psalms together. Psalms chapter 23, folks. So let's begin reading now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and glory. Hallelujah, folks. The Lord is my shepherd. But what does a shepherd do? Before we can really understand, I begin to ask myself, what is a shepherd? What does a shepherd do? Because that will really impress upon me what exactly David is describing here of his relationship with his Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus uses that term a great deal. He calls himself the good shepherd in John chapter 10, if you remember. And he looked on the masses of humanity and said that they were a sheep without a shepherd in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. Peter in his epistles refers to Jesus as that great shepherd. He likens salvation to being a lost sheep being carried home, if you remember, in Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. Isaiah likens his sacrifice as a sheep being led to the slaughter, and to us as straying sheep in Isaiah, that wonderful chapter in Isaiah chapter 53. So let's look at what a shepherd really is. The Eastern Shepherd was, first of all, a watchman. It was his business to keep a wide open eye, constantly searching the horizon for the possible approach of foes. And alert wakefulness was for him a necessity. The land was teemed with hostile forces to the shepherd and to his flock, so he had to keep his eyes wide open, folks. There were floods, animals, birds of prey all over the place. And then most dangerous of all, humans and birds and beasts of prey. So the shepherd, first of all, is a watchman. And number two, the shepherd in the East was also a guard. His mission was not only to oversee, but likewise to protect. He was the guardian of the sheep. He was their defender. Sheep are among the most defenseless of animals, you see. Everything that the psalmist calls God, a sheep might call its shepherd. Its refuge, its buckler, its shield, its rock, its fortress. The safeguarding of the sheep was that prime function of the shepherd. So number one, the shepherd is a watchman. Number two, the shepherd is a guard. Number three, the shepherd is a guide. You see, sheep are not independent travelers. They must have a human conductor. They cannot go to predetermined places just all by themselves. They cannot start out in the morning in search of the pasture, you see, and then come home at evening time. They have apparently no sense of direction. The greenest pasture may only be a few miles away, but the sheep, left to themselves, they'd be unable to find it. The sheep realize that they can't do that for themselves. And that's where the shepherd comes in. He leads, and the sheep will follow. They know that the shepherd is their guide, you see, and that it is safe to follow him and him alone. The shepherd cannot drive the sheep, but he must lead them. And so David in our Psalms here thought of God as that leader, that shepherd, that guide, that watchman, that guard. And God goes ahead and finds those streams and fields which are sweet and the pastures which are fragrant. That's who our God is. So the shepherd is a guide. But there's something else about the shepherd. The shepherd is a physician. You see, the shepherd in Israel was a physician to his sheep. They were usually at least one of the sheepfold that was lame and ailing. And upon this, the shepherd had that abundant care. The nature of his calling compelled a shepherd to be a doctor, to be a nurse. Jesus, as being that good shepherd, always regarded himself as the great physician. The diseases of the soul are numerous, and the remedies provided by the Almighty are successful only when the shepherd uses his skill. And that's where our Lord comes in. The shepherd is also a savior. He saves the sheep that are lost. And that's a very critical part of the shepherd's task, the rescue work. The sheep have a propensity of getting lost. And they get lost through their own stupidity, if you will, and also through their folly and heedlessness. A sheep will keep his nose down to the ground, following that strip of green pasture, little by little separating themselves from their companions until at last his companions are completely out of sight and the sheep doesn't know where he is. And once he realizes his lost condition, he rushes back and forth seeking this way and that way, but his search is fruitless. A lost sheep does not get on. And it is depending upon that shepherd to be that Savior, the shepherd who would leave his 99 sheep in the fold and goes to search for that one sheep. That describes that shepherd, folks. And that describes Jesus as our wonderful shepherd, an ideal, an example. So, a shepherd is a watchman. A shepherd is a guard. A shepherd is a guide. A shepherd is a physician. He tends to our needs. A shepherd is a Savior, the one who will seek out that wandering sheep. The shepherd is a provider, folks. The feeding of the sheep is the essential duty of that shepherd. You see, sheep cannot feed themselves nor water themselves. They must be led. Led to the water. Led to those greener pastures. The grass varies with the seasons, and the shepherd is diligent to find that ever-changing location for his flock. Unless wisely fed, you see, they become weak and sickly. You see, Jesus is that good shepherd. Jesus is that great shepherd that is able to lead his sheep and feed them properly. And then finally, the shepherd is a lover. You see, the Eastern shepherd did one more thing, and that is, he loved his sheep. He calleth his own sheep by name. That refers to our Lord as the good shepherd. And the sheep hears his voice. The shepherd is a lover of the sheep. His attachment, his relationship to them in time of danger, and where he thinks not of himself, but for his sheep. For his love for them, in defending them, he's willing to lay down his life for them. And that is that crowning virtue of the shepherd, his self-sacrificing love. You see, love is the great nourisher. Love is the great demonstrator of his willingness to sacrifice. The Lord indeed is our shepherd. And so, folks, that very first statement here of Psalms chapter 23, Psalms chapter 23, very wonderful indeed. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen, folks. He supplies all of our needs. Total connection, totally supported, totally loved, totally cared for, totally complete. That's our shepherd. And so at the close, we need to remember who our shepherd is. He's our Savior. He's the one that loves us. He's the physician. He's our guide. He guards our souls. He watches over us. And he is our shepherd. And that's our study for this broadcast. And now we have Name That Bible Character segment. Here was your clue, folks. I am the number of years that King Ahab reigned over Israel. What number am I? That number was 22, 1 Kings 16, verse 29. And in the 38th year of Asa, the king of Judah, began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel and Samaria 22 years. I am the number of years that King Ahab reigned over Israel. What number am I? 22 And name that Bible character. Well, folks, you too can be part of the greatest movement ever and become a follower of Jesus Christ. In Him, in Jesus, you can find peace, joy, and happiness and be blessed beyond measure more than you ever deserved. May I say, the Lord can become your shepherd as well. My goal here has been simple, and that is to encourage you along the way to help you find your passion in life in Jesus Christ. If you ever come through Norman, Oklahoma, stop by and visit with us at the South Canadian Valley Church of Christ. And if you can't stop by, well, visit our website, normanchurch.com, normanchurch.com, normanchurch.com. Well, friends, so glad that you listened to this broadcast. May God bless you.
Do 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 kind of group be. Do 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 kind of group be. Do 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 feeling kind of easy. Do 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 hard life put behind me. Rolling down the road now, all my sins are gone now, feeling kind of groovy.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling kind of groovy and I'm singing to the music of my Lord.
I'm really singing joy to the Lord.
Oh yes, I'm singing hallelujah, giving thanks to Jesus Christ, my awesome Lord.
I'm really singing joy to the Lord.
Do 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 do
kind of groovy.
Do 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 do
kind of groovy.
Do do do
feeling kind of easy.
Do do do
walking with my Lord now. Jesus guides my life now, gives me strength and power. Hallelujah, praise His holy name.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling kind of groovy and I'm singing to the music of my Lord.
I'm really singing joy to the Lord.
Oh yes, I'm singing hallelujah, giving thanks to Jesus Christ, my awesome Lord.
I'm really singing joy to the Lord.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling kind of groovy and I'm singing to the music of my Lord.
I'm really singing joy to the Lord.
If you are tired and heavy burden, let me introduce you to the blessed Lord.
I'm really singing joy to the Lord.
Do, 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 do.
Feeling kind of groovy.
Do, 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 do.
Word of God is in me.
Do, 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 do.
Rolling down the road now. Life is wonderful now. Feeling kind of groovy.
Do, 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 do.
Feeling kind of groovy.
Do, 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 do.
Feeling kind of easy.
Do, 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 do.
Feeling kind of, feeling kind of, feeling kind of easy.
Do, 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 do.
Feeling kind of groovy.
Do, 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 do.